Hi, this is Dr. Tabrez dictating a upper endoscopy and colonoscopy report on patient. Gene tested, T-A-S-T-E-T, gene tested. Date of birth is 10/13/53. Indication procedure was weight loss, abdominal pain, and weight loss and abdominal pain. Sedation will give magnesium, give anesthesiology, pressure, pressure, blood pressure, pressure, pulse oximetry, electrocardiogram periodically. Receive EGD with biopsy and colonoscopy with biopsy and heart snare polypectomy. Instrument used was Olympus video EGD scope and colonoscope. Procedure after informed consent signed obtained by the patient. Patient will place left lateral vision after adequate situation for oral cavity, pisophrenia, solving the injection. With the ejection of the pallorus bulbar, second of the examined portion of duodenum, removal of duodenitis, biopsy, retaining was silly spills and thrush as a work of my absorption square, entry power, loop, non loop, partial ulcer, personal, and my gastritis, biopsy, retaining, repair, pressure, and sazura, upper body, stomach, furnace, and cardiac, gossal, and non loop, picture, discourse, strain, by ejection, almazina, skin, pressure, patient, complication, picture, and turnaround, KY, jelly, prior, rectum, scope, layer, rectum, rectum, sigma, descending, C scope, layer, rectum, rectum, descending, colon, parapher, trans colon, hyperflexion, basal, second, doctor, picture. Coming out, I saw an ulcerated mass at 35 centimeter from the anus, which biopsy was taken, ruled out adenocarcinoma versus a complicated diverticulitis. It was biopsied, but also tattooed for a future reference. The patient is going to be referred to for possible segmental resection of this ulcerated mass. Coming down, then I saw like splenic flexure polyps times two. They were both times two. Heart snare polypectomy was done. They were pedunculated. One of the polyps was pedunculated. They removed the heart first polypectomy. So, no post polypectomy bleeding. Patient also had left side diverticulosis. Coming down, I saw hemorrhoids. Which was seen on the retroflexion view, a fair to adequate prep, question, neurosession, procedural, patient non complication. Finding number one, gross esophagus, normal Z line. Number two, multiple motor gastritis, biopsy, number three, moderate duodenitis, biopsy were taken, throughout malabsorption. Number four, colonoscopy of cecum. Number five, fair to adequate prep. Number six, splenic flexure times two, removed with the pedunculator, removed the heart snare polypectomy. One of the polypedunculator removed the heart snare polypectomy. Successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. Number six, patient has ulcerated mass at 35 centimeter from the anus, which appeared to be an unusual ulcerated mass area. Question here is it complicated diverticulitis versus is it an ulcerated adenocarcinoma? Biopsy was taken. It was also tattooed. Patient also had left side diverticulosis and total hemorrhoids, not bleeding. Recommendation: wait for the stomach biopsy comes to positive Helicobacter pylori. We'll treat with triple therapy. Number two, away from the small biopsy. Number three, away for the polypathology. Number four, away for the ulcerated sigma colon mass. Even if the biopsy comes negative, because of the nature of this ulcerated mass, I recommend to patient to have a segmental resection of this sigmoid colon. And that I told the patient that's going to be on histopathology. They're going to determine whether it is adenocarcinoma or it was just a complicated diverticulitis. If the patient post-procedure did not have any patient pain, the patient could be given antibiotics, ciprofloxacin, to treat it. Patient also would benefit from a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. Patient, I discussed with Dr. Samuel DeJesus, patient who is a colorectal surgeon. Patient can be seen by him as soon as possible. He's aware. Patient needs to be referred to Dr. Samuel DeJesus for a possible segmental resection of this ulcerative mass. Further follow-up surveillance colonoscopy would be dependent upon the outcome of this segmental resection of the colon, and also after the pathology of those polyps. I discuss in detail with the patient after the procedure. Patient seems understanding well of your plan. End of dictation. Please send a copy to Dr. Paul Tran, copy Dr. Samuel DeJesus, and copy Dr. Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was December 3rd, 2022. Day of dictation was December 22nd, 2022. Thanks.